We're going to step away for just a few minutes from the real-life challenges that have been filling the headlines and focus on a different kind of drama.
Well, the city girls could shoot whiskey.
What makes you think I'm a city girl?
We don't tend to get a lot of visitors as beautiful as you.
I'm sorry, does that line really work?
That's a clip from a romance drama series on Netflix called Virgin River. It tells the story of a recently widowed nurse who moves from L.A. to a small town in Northern California, thinking it'll be the perfect place to start fresh and leave her painful memories behind. For some viewers, watching Virgin River may be a way to put the mind on hold for half an hour or so and decompress. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says the series makes some important points about living in the Golden State.
The series is based on 20 romance novels written starting in 2007 by a successful best-selling romance novelist named Robin Carr. And they are those novels were successful enough that they, I think, over 13 million copies sold, that they became a Netflix series. And I, as your California columnist, during the COVID time here, I started watching it. Uh-huh. And then I turned to some of the novels.
Uh-huh. Likely story, Joe. I think you've been pitching somebody's romance novels out of the trash or something.
I wish that were the case, but no. And it's not my genre. And I didn't particularly like the series as a drama. Plot points are sort of obvious. The soap opera conventions are, you see them coming my way. The dialogue is dumb. But the essence of the story and the argument that these romance novels and the Netflix series make about the true nature of the urban-rural relationship or divide, as we sometimes call it, she's on the money in a way that, you know, pretty much the whole rest of the society is not understanding.
Okay, explain to me how a bunch of romance novels have a better grasp on the sort of rural-urban divide than the rest of us do.
So the conventional wisdom now is that this country is bitterly divided between urban and rural. That's a big political narrative. It's been a big narrative on COVID. The rural people want to open up. The urban people want to hunker down. But the Robin Carr novels are actually make the opposite argument, which is truer, I think, to both data and my experience, certainly in California, which is that the urban and rural are very similar. Pretty much all the urban problems that you have are present in the rural, though in a sort of different context and smaller. Most of her books, and certainly the Netflix series, are always stories about somebody, often a professional person or in healthcare, police, who is in a California city and has had some damage or trauma and goes to this town, Virgin River, a town that does not exist, but by my careful study of the books, clearly seems to be in Trinity County, which is kind of between Eureka and Redding.
So well north of Sacramento.
In each case, they go thinking they're going to have a new beginning, but no, they're dogged by many of the same problems, but they're able to sort of wrestle with them in a much smaller scale. That's what the books are about.
I see. And what is the bigger lesson we're supposed to take away from this?
That the rural and urban are not all that different in real life. That's especially true in California. You know, we think of the rural as poor and the urban as wealthy, but it really, the poverty on measures of education, we're all not all that different. Unemployment pre-COVID, you know, both under 5 in both places. I think it's perhaps a misconception of the rural. I mean, this is the most urban state in America. Depending on how you measure urban-rural, we're either 91 or 95 or 98% urban. I think we've been trained to think there are red places and blue places. We're actually really different gradations of purple. I mean, you know, LA County last time, over 620,000 people voted for Donald Trump. That's an awful lot of people. And even a county like Trinity, which is, you know, way up in the north, and you think, oh, that's Trump country, it was 51% Trump got. So 49% voted for somebody else. There's just a lot more in common. In some ways in the state, the story is actually of almost a merger, a fusion of rural and urban.
Well, wait a minute, Joe. I mean, you're going to say that the concerns that somebody living in, I don't know, West Hollywood, San Francisco, are similar to somebody living in Modoc County?
It can be. I mean, when you look at surveys and you talk to people in those places, I mean, people worry about economy and jobs in both places. They worry about having a house Yes, things are often cheaper in rural places, though not always. You know, those concerns. And then employers, you know, people are wrestling with the same problems of governance, popular anger, polarization. These are not different universes, which is often the phrase I hear. And these romance novels are getting it right when most of us are thinking about it wrong.
Well, Joe, now I know what to do with all my old Harlequin romances from high school. I will pack them up and send them off to you.
You don't have to do that. but I'm always up for a good and interesting and powerful California story. And these books and this Netflix series, in spite of some of their more cliched conventions, have a really relevant story to tell. The rural-urban divide is almost the rural-urban merger. People move between the places. We share problems. We're living in the same society.
Joe Matthews is a syndicated columnist with Zocalo Public Square. He'll be back next week.